You don't see many people with disabilities on television unless you're watching a certain popular HBO show that starts its seventh season on Sunday. Game of Thrones is filled with characters who have special abilities and disabilities. Here's NPR's Netta Ulubi.
One main character is paralyzed. Another is an amputee.
Your new hand is nicer than the old one.
One for a while lost her sight.
Stand and fight, blind girl.
We've met characters with skin diseases, with intellectual disabilities. Then there's a character so important to the story, the actor who plays him comes first in the credits, Tyrion Lannister.
I'm guilty of being a dwarf.
You are not on trial for being a dwarf.
Oh, yes, I am. I've been on trial for that my entire life.
Disability rights activist Rebecca Coakley is also a little person. She says Game of Thrones has been a total game changer in how non-disabled people talk to her about popular culture.
Hey, Game of Thrones! And I'm like, yeah, Game of Thrones. Not so great on women all the time, but yeah, little people. Woohoo! We're not elving. Right on.
Game of Thrones, says Coakley, has given average-sized viewers a new set of references for people who look like her. Tyrion Lannister is complicated and sexy. Coakley loved the books by George R.R. Martin, but she did worry that seeing certain scenes might be painful, like a cruel public joke played on Tyrion Lannister by an evil king. He humiliates him by staging a vulgar play with an all-dwarf cast.
When I read that in the book, I had never seen my own experience in life reflected so accurately, so vividly, so viscerally.
After that episode, Rebecca Coakley says her non-disabled friends called her to make sure she was okay.
They're like, wow, is that really what it's like? And I was like, yeah, there are days that that's what it's like. People see me and get down on their knees and mock how I walk.
Every human society is, of course, packed with disabled people. We know this.
David Perry is also a disability activist and Game of Thrones fan, with a PhD in medieval history. He says it makes sense to see a lot of people with disabilities in a show set before modern medicine.
What happened to your face?
Grayscale.
But Game of Thrones still falls into some traps, says Perry, like with a princess who has grayscale, a disease a little like leprosy. Her disability pumps up the pathos.
It isn't really about her, right? It's about, oh, this poor, physically disfigured girl who was so good and pure and smart. Oh no, she's going to be killed. Now we have to be really upset. That is the kind of writing that I kind of hate.
And Perry takes issue with how quickly a swordsman who loses his hand learns to fight with the other one. Then there's the paralyzed character, whose disability gave him mystical powers. Some activists are concerned that this season, he'll be magically cured.
There's a lot of talk, will Bran learn to fly? Will he learn to shapeshift? Is he going to be able to change his body so he's not paralyzed anymore?
Even given that Game of Thrones is a full-on fantasy, that's not your goal as a wheelchair user, says Perry.
You don't want to learn to fly, you want a ramp built into your castle.
Still, Perry admires how Game of Thrones explores such a range of characters with different bodies and minds, how they get shut down, how they persevere.
The boy has lost the use of his legs.
What of it? With the right horse and saddle, even a cripple can ride.
I'm not a cripple.
Then I'm not a dwarf.
Why do you want to help him?
I have a tender spot in my heart for cripples, bastards, and broken things.
And this is why disability activist Rebecca Coakley is a fan of Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin.
He obviously hangs out with a rabble-rousing group of disabled people. I know it. I sense it.
And Coakley says Martin's fantasy universe is far more realistic than lots of other shows when it comes to disability on television. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Thank you.